This is the City of CS Show on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. Southern Colorado's answer to all things real estate. Now here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome to the City of CS Show, brought to you by American Liberty Mortgage and Mia Bella Properties. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, your host and owner and realtor of Mia Bella Properties. We are making real estate experience more affordable. You know, so many times people have asked me, what does it take to be a realtor and how do I juggle my business with my personal life, if I even have a personal life? Sometimes I don't feel like I have a personal life because I'm so busy. But you know, with every great business, really, business that's busy, you always have to have help, and you have to have excellent help. Sometimes that help turns into people that you totally trust. And sometimes those people can even turn into people that you consider family. And I have been very, very fortunate because I've had people that I work with that I can totally depend on. So when people ask me, how do I juggle both? Because people know that, I do a lot of business. And yeah, I work 10, 12, sometimes even 14-hour days. And, but you know what? I don't do everything with my business, because if I did everything with my business, I wouldn't be able to sleep. So how do I juggle my business? And how, more importantly, how does it benefit my clients? So I have a team. Now, when I say team, don't shudder, people. Okay. Cause I know that a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do business with a real estate company of teams. And sometimes teams can get a bad rap because there's so many players in one team. And I have personally had the experience of being a listing agent and having a buyer on the other side have representation of a team. What happens when you have so many players in a team is that the right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. I started Mia Bella Properties with the thought in mind to have a very small company. I've never, ever wanted Mia Bella Properties to be a big company. Just never crossed my mind. I never even wanted to be number one in sales in the Colorado Springs area. It's just not my thing. What I wanted to do, which I have done, is create Mia Bella Properties, a company that truly is different from all the other companies. And I'll get into that in just a minute. But with that thought in mind, I needed players on my team, but I didn't want a lot of them because I do need assistance. And I want to introduce you to players that I have on my team. So you know, when you get Deborah Elliott Schultz, you're also getting two other people. Yeah, that's all we have. It's two other people. We don't have 10 people on our team. So isn't that cool? So anyways, I want to welcome in the studio Sheila Finkenbinder, who is a realtor in my office. Welcome.
Thank you, Deborah. Glad to be here.
And Judy Music, she is our transaction coordinator. She coordinates all the contracts.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. Gals, we've got a small team. Do you like having a small team?
Yes.
Perfect.
It is, isn't it? Because, you know, when we get a client, you know, God forbid something happens, okay, to one of us. There's something somebody else can take over. Judy, you're the exception. Because Judy's been in the business for, I mean, you're not a realtor, but you're a transaction coordinator. How long have you been in the real estate field?
I was a realtor for over 30 years, and I retired and opened a transaction coordinator business, and now I help Debbie to get her back office all in order and make sure that everybody signs where they're supposed to, and all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed.
And all the dates and deadlines are met.
Absolutely.
Because what happens if dates and deadlines aren't met?
Contract terminates.
There you go. And we don't want that to happen. And you know, I had that happen with a team. I was a listing agent. They were the buyer's agent. And just things just fell through the toilet, so to speak. Because there's so many players on a team. And again, the right hand doesn't know what the left hand is doing. Now, I'm not going to say that about all teams. That doesn't happen with all teams. But I have to tell you, it's very aggravating when I have one side of the contract, a realtor has the other side, but there's so many other team members. And finally, I just give them a call and say, who in the heck is working this contract? Because when I call or when I'm doing the contract, I'm getting a reply from this person. I don't even know who that person is. It's very aggravating. Some teams have really got their acts together and some teams don't. And so I just think it's really important then when a buyer or a seller is hiring a team that they know all the players. And with big teams, they typically don't know all the players. They know that one person that went to their home and they did the market analysis, or they have that one realtor that's showing them properties, but you got all these other hands in there. Sometimes it can be a good thing because some things aren't going to be left out. But you know what? If you have a really good transaction coordinator, nothing is going to be missing anyways. And Sheila, you know that because Judy does yours too.
That is correct.
And isn't it nice to have somebody remind you?
Yes, it is. It's very helpful and keeps us in compliance. She is very good at what she does.
You know, it's what I like about it is because Judy has been in the real estate field for such a long time. Sometimes we come across things that are very unique situations. And even though I've been doing this for 15 years, it's so unique. I call Judy. Hey, Judy, you're not going to believe this one. Right, Judy?
Right.
And hey, Judy, this is what's going on. And Judy's like, all right. So we put our minds together and think, how are we going to either overcome or meet what we need to meet in order for this contract to go through fruition? Sometimes things can get kind of sticky. And, you know, one thing about being a realtor, okay, a realtor has got to have backbone. They can't be meek because they're representing their client. You know, I've had clients call me Mama Bear. Yeah, I am. That's just what my personality is. And I know Sheila has seen that.
Yes, I have.
Because I fight for my clients. Given said that, though, you need to have a good rapport with the other side, the other realtor. You want to be able to talk to them and be able to make things come through fruition. You know, Judy, I had one file where the seller was asked to replace a roof and the seller refused to, causing great distress for the buyer. I remember, folks, realtors, we represent our clients and we are also the messengers. It's not how we feel. It's just, again, that we're the messengers of what our clients want. But with this certain file, honest to goodness, if it wasn't for that other realtor on the other side taking the reins for her buyers, my seller would have probably said, the heck, you know, let's go on to the next buyer. But her buyer really wanted the house, but it came to the situation where her buyer had no place to go either. But she was able to work it with the lender, because remember, everything has to go through the lender. And typically, if there's a roofing issue and it's not addressed, the deal can crash, right, Judy?
Right, absolutely.
Because that's a big deal. A roof is a big deal.
A roof is a big deal.
So this realtor, you know, props to her, really, right?
Absolutely.
She was fantastic. And, you know, I give her credit for that because, again, it takes realtors to come to an understanding to work together. Now, sometimes things can go really bad, right?
Right.
But we have to remember, it's not about our personal feelings. It's about who we're representing. Because, again, we're the messengers. We're representing them. So our job is to make sure that the contract goes through fruition, goes to closing, to please the seller and the buyer. And the heck with how we're feeling, the heck with all the drama that might have happened during this contract, we're just going to do the best we possibly can to get it to closing.
Yes. And if it takes working real closely with the other side, then that's what we're going to do. We have to do what it takes to get it closed and still stay within all the laws and regulations. We can't just say, okay, this seller's going to give you $10,000,
right,
and let it float, because the lender's going to say, why? And then the seller's going to say, well, I'm not going to replace the roof. I'm going to give them $10,000. And the lender says, oh, bad roof, no closing.
There you go. There you go. And the buyer's realtor was able to...
She worked closely with me and with the lender to figure out what we needed to do, mm-hmm, addendum-wise and verbiage-wise to not commit loan fraud.
Right.
And to get the deal closed.
Right, right. And so everybody was happy campers and it closed.
Everybody.
Right. But I have to say that, honestly, and you probably feel this same way too, if it wasn't for that realtor on the other side being the good realtor that she is, it might not have.
That is true. I don't think it would have if it hadn't been for the realtor on the other side.
She's good.
In fact, you need to hire her.
I'd love to hire her. I had that conversation with her. She's pretty amazing. And we knew her from another company that we used to work with. We used to work at years ago. And yeah, matter of fact, she went to school with my daughter. She's turned out to be an excellent realtor. So my point is that whoever represents you has got to be on the ball. And if it's a team, all team members have got to be on the same page. Now, let's talk about if it's not a team. So if it's not a team, then you always want to ask, you have a realtor in your home, you're interviewing them. And just ask them, you know, if something should happen to you, who is going to take over this contract? Who's going to make sure that everything goes fine from the start to the finish? And that realtor should have an answer. And it should be my managing broker, or it could be my assistant, who's a licensed realtor. But this is where the problem lies, in my opinion, with one-person offices. Okay, one independent person that doesn't have anybody else. What would they do? They need to always have a backup plan. Now, I will tell you this. I do know some independent realtors, you know, one-person operation, and they know other people that do one operation also, and sometimes they will rely on them. So I think it's just really important, don't you, Judy, that somebody always has a backup?
Yes, because if something would happen to Debbie, God forbid, then I could step in and take over the contracts with the office work and the paperwork, and Sheila has the boots on the ground.
Right. Speaking of Sheila, you always have your boots on the ground, don't you?
Always.
So Sheila's been with me for, I think, a little over a year now, and she's been busy. And you've learned a lot, haven't you?
Yes. I like the small team. I was with a big box company prior to coming to Mia Bella Properties, and it wasn't what I wanted. So the small team is great. I have learned extremely a lot from Deborah, Judy. If Deborah's not available, Judy's always available. So any questions I ever have, they can be answered, and I know that they will be the correct answer, and they will give me the correct answer. So, yeah, I mean, I love this team, and I wouldn't want to work anywhere else.
Oh, that's neat. We love having you. I think that's the other thing, too. You always have to have that communication between all parties, and I think that that's what has really helped us mesh and work on together. So we're going to take a short break, and when myself, Judy, and Sheila come back, we're going to continue to tell you why we're the best fit for your real estate needs. If you have any questions, give me a holler, 719-641-1357. Again, 719-641-1357. Come on back, listen and learn.
Hi, I'm Michelle Tomberlin. You don't know me, but you may be just like me. I sold my home last year, and yes, I did my research before I chose my realtor. I chose Deborah Elliott Schultz with Mia Bella Properties. Deborah does exactly what she says she will do. List your home for a flat listing fee and save thousands. At Mia Bella Properties, their marketing plan includes a massive web presence, and she advertises it right here on KRDO. I also bought a home using Deborah as my buyer's agent, and she made sure that I received a one-year home warranty free. Using Deborah as my listing agent and my buyer's agent, I knew I was in great hands and could count on her to negotiate a great price for my home. I am a homeowner that wanted the best without having to pay an arm and a leg to sell my home and to find the perfect home for me and my family. Before you hire a realtor, give Deborah Elliott Schultz a call at 719-641-1357. That's 719-641-1357. You deserve the best.
Financing a new home can be a daunting process for the buyer. However, there can be exceptions. Let me, Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage, be your exception. Let me assist you with all of your home financing needs. I give you my word that I will be there from the start of your loan to the day of closing and will do everything in my power to make it a smooth process. We also offer refinance loans and reverse home mortgages. We are the City of CS Show preferred lender. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. Here's your host, Deborah Elliott Schultz.
Welcome back to the City of CS Show. I'm Deborah Elliott Schultz, and today I've introduced my team, Sheila Finkenbeiner and Judy Music. And we have a very small team, and we keep very, very busy. And it's just really neat because we each get to know the client. And, you know, I think people are just really pleasantly surprised. They're like, I've had people say, wait a minute, you don't have like 20 people on your team? Nope, don't need it. Really? Yeah. This is what we do. You know, the thing is, like we just ate at a very small mom and pop restaurant. Okay. I love small town type of the feeling of that type of company. You know, you're working with the person that owns the company, right? Just like when you're at a small restaurant, you know, that's owned by John and Susie Smith, whatever, but they're locals here, right? Mia Bella Properties is my company. It's not a big franchise, obviously. I used to be a big box store years ago, and I always wanted to do something different, but I wasn't allowed to. because you have franchise fees. You got all these fees to pay out. And so I came up with a flat listing fee. And some people said, it'll never work. Sure, it'll work. Why not? Why won't it work? If I can list a home for a flat listing fee for the listing side of $3,500, won't people just love that? And yeah, it can work. You see, I'm just really different because I don't rely on one closing to pay my bills for the month. I don't have to. We don't have a fancy office, do we, Sheila?
No, we don't, but it works.
It works. We have a very small office that we're typically never at because we're always out on the pavement, right?
That is correct.
Working with the clients. And so we don't have the fancy office. And rarely are we ever in there.
In the office anyway. It doesn't.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly. We're just not because we're always with our clients. So we don't have this fancy office. We have to have this, you know, this fancy paying rent. And we're just very frugal. But the thing is, we're not frugal with what we do for our clients. We even pay a professional photographer. How many realtors do that? Hardly any.
They usually charge their clients. They'll offer it as a service that they need to pay for.
But they add on to it.
That's
absolutely
correct.
Which leads me into another subject, because next week we're going to have a professional photographer on the show. We're going to be talking about why you'd want to hire a professional photographer if your realtor doesn't provide one. But what my point is that everything is included. All of our services are included. And yes, we can't afford to do a flat listing fee of $3,500.
Yes, it's possible. That's what I was looking for. And I found Mia Bella Properties. And
don't people love it when
amazing.
You go to closing and they're like, oh my gosh, we save so much money?
Right. There's no gifts, you know, that you give that cost $20. We just saved you thousands of dollars. So our clients get a way better gift than others.
Yeah.
So, you know,
right. They love it.
It's just a service to them. They paid the mortgage mm-hmm. for however many years. They built their equity. We did not. And they do need somebody to help them sell their house. And that's what we're here for. But it really should be they get back as much money
as they possibly can. You know, I had a couple. This is probably 3 years ago. Went to closing. No, it was longer than that. What am I thinking? It was longer. It was before I even started the plot listing fee, of course. So it's probably 6 years ago, whatever. And this is what really got to me was during the recession. And Judy, I think I had a conversation with you regarding this. Because Judy's been my TC, I'm thinking, for probably at least 10 years. I'm guessing, right around there. It's been a long time, right?
It's probably around 10 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. So I was at a closing. This house that I had listed, again, this is before my flat listing fee. 3% on the listing side, 3% for the buyer's side. I've never charged an admin fee, though. Never have. But I went to this closing. And like I said, it was 3 years ago. So it was still during the recession. I hate to even say this. I walked away with, it was either $12,000 or $14,000. I can't remember now. And they walked away with $1,300. It was shocking. And it was sad. And they were in dire straits. I mean, they were in financial bind. And I felt bad. And I don't know if you remember me having this conversation with you. But I told you how bad I felt about that because they were having a heck of a time. They had a sick grandkid. Do you remember that conversation we were having? They had?
Vaguely.
Yeah. And well, then they were helping with the bills with the sick grandchild, whatever. So that's when, again, it just hit my brain. I need to do something about that. So, well, I guess maybe 4 years later, whatever years later, I decided to do Mia Bella Properties. And I'll never forget, it was the second file that we closed on. Beautiful home and monument. They were in dire straits. Again, you know, the recession caused a lot of problems for a lot of people.
Yes, it did.
And when we were leaving, the seller, literally started crying. And she says, we would never have been able to do this if it wasn't for you. She says, because we would have lost the house because their fees would have been so much more. They would have been upside down. And what I mean by lose the house, they wouldn't have been able to buy another home. They would have had to rent an apartment, whatever it may be. So, you know, it's been such a huge blessing. But the other blessing on the other side is as a buyer's agent, what we do for our buyers. So this is really cool. So if you're a buyer, you're typically going to have closing costs. And closing costs is the cost that you pay in order to get a loan. And it's typically between 2 and 3% of the contract price, right around there. It just depends. Remember, you always want to shop around for a lender too, just like you would with a realtor. Remember, at least three. You interview three. Just make sure one of them's me. And so what we do as buyer's agents, we give back a third of our commission to be used toward your closing costs. Isn't that cool, Sheila?
That's amazing.
And people love it. I have a client right now, if it wasn't because we give back a third of our commission, they wouldn't be able to buy a home because they don't have the amount for the closing costs. So that's another way that you save with Mia Bella Properties also. Again, people are going to say, well, how do you do that? Well, you know what? Again, we don't have the fancy office. We don't even have any pictures on our walls, do we, Sheila?
No, actually, we don't. Thinking about it, but
we don't. Yeah.
That's not what's important.
That's not what's important at all. We have a conference room because our office is within another office of another business. So we have a conference room where we're, you know, be able to help people look at a home on a screen, that sort of thing, you know?
Right.
We do have amenities, in other words, available. And
we'll provide coffee.
There you go. We have coffee, hot chocolate, water. Yeah, that sort of thing. But it's off of Union and very close to the Chapel Hills Mall. And you know what? We really do walk the talk. And we've got many, many people that can attest to that, to what we do, and people love it. So my point is, you know, if you're thinking about selling or buying, please use us. So anyways, thanks, Sheila, and thanks, Judy, for coming on the City of CS Show. People know who you are now.
Yay, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us, Debbie.
So now you know who my team is, and, you know, we're readily and willing and able to help you look for a home or sell your home. And I promise you are going to be very, very happy when you walk out of that closing. Yeah, I think that's the best feeling we get is when we help people and they're happy and we're happy. And yeah, you know, we work off of volume. We don't have to have one closing to pay our bills, people. And that's why we're here to service you. And we are a full service real estate company. And we have a professional photographer that's going to take you pictures of your home and you're going to absolutely love it. And I have to tell you, pictures sell a home. They truly, truly do. So I hope you've enjoyed our show today now that you know who my team members are. And if you have any questions, be sure to give me a call. Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. Again, 719-641-1357. Hey, please don't forget to go to our website, cityofcs.com, and follow the real estate links all the way to Mia Bella Properties. It's going to give you a lot of information of what we do. A big thanks to my great sponsors. You know, buying a home is probably the most expensive investment you'll ever encounter. So why not use a lender that will give you the best customer service? And that's a local lender, a face-to-face lender, and not an internet lender. Ryan Herbig will walk you through the process from the start to the finish. Give Ryan Herbig with American Liberty Mortgage a call at 719-659-0043. That's 719-659-0043. If you're a business owner, if you'd like to sponsor the City of CS Show, please give me a call, Deborah Elliott Schultz at 719-641-1357. Or if you have a local business and you just want a little bit of exposure, you might be interested in our preferred provider list. What this is a list that I have vetted and I personally recommend you. Give me a call, 719-641-1357. So, Sheila and Judy, we got to get out of here and we got to go sell some homes. Thanks again for listening, and remember, it's never too late to become the person you are meant to be.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.